What do you call a room that has a toilet and sink but no bath or shower?
Just a toilet and a sink. Well, I
can't think of anything.
No.
All right. See, what kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment do you have in your house, or have you seen in other people's houses?
Well, I heat with gas.
Mm-hmm. So you have gas
and electricity in the bathroom sometimes.
But what do you call the thing that's getting out the heat?
Gas stove.
Okay.
It could be a panel in your wall, but it's still a gas flame burning.
Well, do you call that the one that's a panel? What do you call that? Is there a name to distinguish it from other kinds?
Panel ray heater is all I know.
And what would you call a one that is not in the wall but is a separate thing?
Just a gas stove.
All right. And do you have a distinction between those that are connected, that have some sort of outlet to the outside, as compared to those that don't have any outlet?
What do I call them?
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, you should, if you install your heating units properly, they should be vented for your protection.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's, when you're describing somebody that heats with gas, you don't say it's vented.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say just a gas stove.
Okay. Let's see. Is there any other kind of heating that you can do?
Yeah, an open fireplace, mm-hmm, for beauty mostly.
Mm-hmm. How is the air circulated in the wintertime? The heat?
Fans.
Mm-hmm. And what about in an air-conditioned house?
Well, your air-conditioned
central air,
central air is, what do you say, disseminated with a fan.
Okay. Now, we were talking briefly the other day about different styles and architecture in town. Can you tell me, if you happen to know of several distinct types of architecture, could you mention those and maybe give us a little idea of what that might look like? Or if not, we'll talk about some features.
Well, we all know what colonial style is.
Mm-hmm.
Gregorian.
Uh-huh. Would you say there are any different influences based on the various waves of immigrants that have come into the town?
Well, down here, we see a lot of the Aztec influence or Mexican influence.
Uh-huh. And what?
Something to simulate adobe.
Okay.
Adobe covered brick.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you get most of that in the homes.
Yeah, that's really what I'm thinking of, the homes. What are some of the features of the Aztec or Mexican influence?
They have a lot of archways. In the home, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of archways. And ordinarily, it would be a stone floor, either cobblestone, flagstone, or something that resembles stone.
Mm-hmm.
If they're built along that line, they're made to look just as primitive as they can, yet be modern and
mm-hmm
comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think you definitely can tell a Mexican Aztec style home.
Mm-hmm.